Hello guys, how was your day? I'm so glad to be back, and today we are going to talk about a 2015 American comedy film Daddy's Home. You know your daddy's home and it's time. The movie stars Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg, Linda Cardellini and Scarlett Esteves. It's the second collaboration between Ferrell and Wahlberg. The film grossed $242 million worldwide, becoming Ferrell's highest grossing live-action film. So, the plot of the movie is extremely simple. Brad Whitaker, portrayed by Will Ferrell, is a kind-hearted radio executive who wants to be the best possible stepfather to his wife's two children. But his plans turn upside down when their biological father, Dusty, played by Wahlberg, returns. That's all. By the fact that it's light-hearted, silly comedy, I truly liked it. It's that kind of movie that helps you to forget your problems and relax. Critics gave this movie really low scores, but I think it deserves more than that. Some films should be simple and entertaining, and I'm not talking about Transformers level. I'm talking about Central Agency, Ride Along, Due Date, Get Him to the Creek, and so on. Sometimes you just want to chill, and all these movies give you that. We shouldn't look for something more than that in the film. But if you do, then perhaps you should choose more intellectual one. Now let's back to Daddy's Home movie. You know your daddy's home. Will Ferrell was hilarious, but what surprised me the most is Wahlberg's performance. I never thought of him as a comedy actor. Of course, I saw him in Ted's films and Gannon Payne movie, but in my opinion that's another kind of acting. Anyway, he surprised me a lot. I gotta say a few words about the things that I didn't like. I didn't like the episode with the dancing. They could've played it differently, in a more logical and even realistic way. I know that there were a lot of unreal things in the movie, but they were understandable and didn't seem absurd. Dialogues weren't great, but once again, why would anyone expect deep thoughts in that kind of movie? So, all in all, I can't say that it's a bad movie. I would say that it's possible that you'll watch it more than one time. I would give this film a C-. By the way, thank you guys for all your support, for all the calls and requests, it means a lot to me. And guys, thank you for listening and stay tuned for another episode of the show. And also, if you want me to watch some film, write its title in the comment or review sections. See you tomorrow, have a good day, night, evening, bye!